AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. China is unhappy with the U.S. this morning after an F-22 fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon yesterday off the Carolina coast. CBS's Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
China's foreign ministry declared strong dissatisfaction and protest after its giant balloon was shot down by a U.S. missile. Beijing labeled the use of force an overreaction and argues this balloon was a civilian aircraft that strayed into U.S. territory by accident. China has not commented on Pentagon reports of a second balloon hovering over Latin America.
Evacuation orders remain in place this morning in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailment Friday night caused a large fire. National Transportation Safety Board member Michael Graham.
About 50 cars were involved in the derailment, 20 of which contain hazardous materials.
A collision between two large planes was narrowly averted at the airport in Austin, Texas yesterday morning. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
The Southwest Airlines plane was cleared for takeoff as an air traffic controller also gave the go-ahead for the FedEx 767 cargo plane to land. According to a statement from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FedEx pilot discontinued the landing and initiated a last-second climb-out to avoid a collision.
Despite the dangerous cold in the Northeast and New England, the mail is getting delivered, and people are appreciative, says Dan Reed in central New York State.
People are always saying thank you, and I can't believe you're out here, and you're doing great, and you know that it's nice to hear that.
Recorded at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire yesterday, a record-setting wind chill of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Federal food assistance benefits for tens of millions of Americans will shrink significantly this month, and food banks are preparing, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
Managers of the nation's food banks expect record demand this month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits are cut.
We worry that we'll see a tidal wave of need.
Eric Cooper is CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank in Texas. The benefits are being cut after Washington gave all SNAP recipients the maximum monthly benefit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday for a fifth week of nationwide protests over judicial reform plans by the new government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protester Shai Spiegelman.
If the people of Israel is not going to do it, people are going to suffer here. People cannot stop. We cannot go back.
A bill ending 24-hour-a-day solitary confinement is close to becoming law in Virginia. The bill passed the Virginia House unanimously last week, 99-0. This week, it heads to the Senate, where passage is expected. From there, it goes to the desk of the governor. This is CBS News.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 6th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Education Committee meetings will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, a quorum of the Land and Water Conservation Committee will attend the Farmers for Tomorrow meeting in Amherst from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11:30 a.m. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m. and the City Council will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 11. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 31, cloudy. Dry with temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
On the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Don't tell me that this is about an a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks. When you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
Uh-oh. What are you looking for? That's not it. You messed up. What did you do? Let's start the show over.
There it is. There it is. AOC, did you have any doubts I would be wearing my squad shirt?
Oh,
my God. We already started before the show, didn't we? When you're in bed with actual Nazis, shut the f*** up, right? Oh, my God. The Republican Party. What a bunch of hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. So pathetic and sad.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Yes, Jewish space lasers over there. George Santos, who made up grandparents that died in the Holocaust, pretended to be Jewish when he's not. Oh, my God, where do we start?
Even said...
Did I say actual Nazis? Trump had dinner with actual...
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No, she said George said, I'm going to use the Jewish last name for my GoFundMe.
Right.
Right.
Because
right.
They'll give more.
Which is the same thing as what they're criticizing her for saying about Jewish groups giving money.
That was before he was in office.
Oh, my God. Trump and Kevin McCarthy said some version of the same thing. She apologized for it. And as we've said over and over, criticizing the policies of the Israeli government is not anti-Semitic.
Right. No.
And as she, as AOC and Ilhan Omar and others said so eloquently yesterday, these members were kicked off for death threats from fellow members. Yes. By the way, Jen Rubin said, I guess GOP aversion to cancel culture often does not extend to a woman of color and a Muslim. I'd never want to hear them whine about this again. Yeah. Ron DeSantis is canceling, learning about black people. How's that not
because
cancel
it makes
culture?
Feel oogie.
That's not cancel culture? Okay. Yes. Ed Krasenstein tweets, Ron DeSantis, no more cancel culture. Also, Ron DeSantis, let's cancel African-American studies.
You've got some...
Sorry.
There's a lot going on over there.
There's a lot of... This is like the GOP Congress.
It's the caucus.
Bonnie and Clyde situation. It's only first thing in the morning. There's fighting.
It's the canine caucus.
And then there's kissing and there's sleeping.
So wait, it's like Bonnie QAnon and Clyde is just like a log cabin Republican?
That's hard to understand the dynamic.
Is Clyde gay?
This is only... I don't know. Bonnie is the alpha. There is a lot of pumping going on and it's not
She seems to be using a strap-on him. That's all I'm saying.
Computer says no.
I've watched
Stop
her mount
accusing
him.
My dog of pegging.
She mounted him,
okay.
not
well,
me.
Okay. Somebody, I don't know where she learned that alpha bitch behavior.
At least your dog isn't scissoring.
She learned it from watching you.
Michelangelo Ciarelli, our friend from SiriusXM, says GOP booted a Muslim House member, Ilhan Omar, from committee while putting white supremacists, Islamophobes like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert in powerful positions. It says it all. I mean, they're just such a giant
wheel of right-wing hypocrites.
That's the way I'm feeling by Friday.
I'm gonna start
whatever that sound is.
Is everybody okay down there?
They sound like Mongawai from
okay,
the Gremlins
one of
movies.
Them finishes their little, no, it's not actually rawhide. I know they can't digest that. It's a no-hide, rawhide thing. But when one of them finishes theirs first, then the other one whines like they didn't get one. The other one is whining about socialism because they're pretending like she got one and he didn't, but that's not true. He just finished his, or he lost it. He frequently loses it.
He's dumb.
And then
my observations about her being the right-wing tool and him being the left-wing tool are correct.
Clyde is like a GOP member that took a PPP loan and then is whining about socialism on the floor of the House.
But Bonnie is the Republican.
Bonnie is not a right winger. She was lived in a red county, and she was in a forced birth county, and she was forced to have birth, give birth. I don't know how many times.
She's a taker. I can see that right now. Everyone can see it on the camera.
She was gang raped. Obviously, she was. God knows what.
You keep saying that where they're from is Republican.
I'm just going with that
because Judy Chu may have come from a puppy mill.
I don't know. She obviously just had a litter not that long ago.
Okay. I'm from out there.
Trust me, she is not anti-choice. All right. My sweet daughter. You good girl. Yes, good girl. Of course, it's the boy that's whining. And he's white. Clyde is the white boy. And of course, he's whining because he's a victim of the lack of rawhide.
He would totally be at the Capitol on January 6th.
Bonnie's rawhide socialism did not extend to him. Okay. You know, I've made in the midst of... You're sniping about my dogs. I've made some excellent points.
You did.
About socialism and hypocrisy.
Yeah, no,
I don't feel like anyone's listening to
me. It was hard to hear with all that whining going on down there.
Okay, Covey says removing Omar from committees over anti-Semitic comments while rallying behind Jewish space laser lady and the guy who dined with anti-Semites is peak Republican hypocrisy.
Yep.
Ilhan Omar also was fantastic yesterday on the floor. Here she is.
Which one?
Representative Ilhan Omar.
I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. And interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted? Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy? Or that they see me as a powerful voice that needs to be silenced? Frankly, it is expected. Because when you push power, power pushes back. Representation matters. Continuing to expand our ideas of who is American and who can partake in the American experiment is a good thing.
Andrew Wortman said, you cannot support Nazis and be against anti-Semitism. I will repeat this for as long as it takes for the GOP to finally figure it out. Anyone who said Nazis are very fine people, we can go through the entire list of anti-Semitism on the right. One more, Representative Omar yesterday.
So I will continue to speak up because representation matters. I will continue to speak up for little kids who wonder who's speaking up for them. I will continue to speak up for families around the world who are seeking justice, whether they are displaced in refugee camps or they are hiding under their beds somewhere like I was, waiting for the bullets to stop. Because this child, survivor of war, would have wanted that. The 9-year-old me would be disappointed if I didn't talk about the victims of conflict, those that are experiencing unjust wars, atrocities, ethnic cleansing, occupation, or displacement like I did.
Thank you. By the way, she is the American dream.
Yeah.
She came from a Somali refugee camp. to become a congresswoman of the United States of America.
Yep.
That's isn't that what right wing's always talking about?
Yeah. Pull yourself
and
up.
And plus,
there.
Like, she makes a good point why she feels solidarity with the plight of the Palestinian people.
Yeah.
It's okay. One last one, Representative Omar.
I didn't come to Congress to be silent. I came to Congress to be their voice. And my leadership and voice will not be diminished if I am not on this committee for one term. My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been. So take your vote or not. I am here to stay, and I am here to be a voice against harms around the world and advocate for a better world. I yield back.
Wow, 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 wow. What a shameful day.
Yeah.
Jewish space laser lady.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what's this in my morning stack, Travis? You're just trying to make me happy. He just distracted me with a little show prep rawhide.
Yeah.
I know. You didn't see that coming.
It's a no hide because we don't want you choking on
That's right.
Yeah.
It is a no hide.
It's easier for you to digest.
Thank you. You pre-digested this for me? Thank you.
Don't want you to have another accident on air.
Huh. Trump campaign plots to fan the flames of the big lie in a leaked strategy session 2 days after the election. Oh, I'm sorry. You mean to say they knew they lost? They knew they lost, so that would make it more, what's the word, crimey? Criminal intent. We'll ask Glenn Kirshner in just a few minutes. Where is the, do we have this?
It's 26. They're labeled right there on the sheet. Front.
Oh, 26. Okay. Let's do that.
Here's the drill. Comms is going to continue to fan the flame and get the word out about Democrats trying to steal this election. We'll do whatever they need our help with. Okay, so just be on standby in case there's any stunts we need to pull.
Oh, stunts. Oh, stunts. So democracy is a stunt to you. I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all. They're just admitting they're
real normal here.
They're like, yeah, trolley performance artists. That's all they are. Okay, one more. Oh.
Look, guys, at the end of the day, like, this operation received more votes than any other Republican in Wisconsin yesterday. Like, and it wasn't even close. Guys, we outperformed the president in 16 by just over 200,000 votes, right? Like, say what you want. Our operation turned out Republican or DJT supporters. Democrats just got 20,000 more than us out of Dade County and by their shenanigans in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Dade. So there's a lot that people can learn from this campaign.
Yes. Wow. There is a lot we can learn from this.
How
a lot of
you
prosecutors
were.
Might actually learn a lot from this.
Admitting that Biden got 20,000 more votes.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Prosecutors like Glenn Kirshner, maybe?
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you. Yes,
it's a good thing we have him coming up.
Yeah, just coming up in a few minutes. Okay. John Pavlovitz tweets, one way to know you're racist if you're trying to prevent teaching and racism. I know in all the, you know, that was, you know, just the continued priming of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We're not maybe paying attention to Ron DeSantis, but first of all.
We see you.
How is that small government him wanting to track your daughter's periods? Is that Bonnie came from Handmaid's Tale, forced birth county, and she's trying to speak out against. Do you hear that?
She's more like Aunt Lydia.
No, she is not. She's not.
You're talking
she is a victim.
San Bernardino County is in the middle of Mississippi.
Well, listen, it might as well be.
I'm going to start calling those two Matt and Mercedes Schlapp.
All right, and speaking of voter fraud, Lindy Lee says, let me get this straight. If you're a Republican in the Villages who voted twice, you only need to pay a fine and attend a civics class. If you're a black voter who didn't do anything wrong, you get arrested by Ron DeSantis' Gestapo for no reason at all. Do I have this right? Yes. Yes, you do. This is Ron DeSantis's Florida. Wow, there's a lot of awful this morning, and so only so much time to cover it all. We have a Fugle Sangian Friday and a Fridays with Frangela, so it's still going to be.
It will get better. We need that.
It's a festive Friday. Okay, and Glenn Kirshner in just a couple of minutes, 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Pajamas and sheets.
Yep.
It's cold for L.A.
It is very cold.
It was a little warmer this morning, so you could have had your short sleeve.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I'm talking about the sheets, though. They're temperature regulating.
Oh.
So you sleep comfortably all year.
Whatever it is, they're good.
Yeah.
Because it was like 50 this morning when I walked outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Depending on how mercurial the people you're with in your bed, they're also temperature regulating. It's fantastic.
Oh, Fanny's not a furnace?
No. I meant temperament. That's
I see.
That's a different joke about me. Okay. My point is the best pajamas, the best sheets, and the best plush waffle bath towel.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Luxurious materials, premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo.
Yeah. Ooh,
very exciting. Mm. And right now you can save 35% on such fanciness at Cozy Earth Bedding and more. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in my promo code Stephanie, save 35%. CozyEarth.com, the promo code is Stephanie.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Karen in Chicago opening up for Glenn Kirshner, as she does when he's on the road. Oh, hi, Karen.
Hello, good morning. You know, calling Republicans hypocrites, they don't care. Because if you look at Donald Trump, all of the tropes, the anti-Semitic tropes, all of the slurs that he used, I mean, we don't even have to go through them. We all know them, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, but he just had dinner with a well-known anti-Semite and a white supremacist, but that's not important now. Go ahead.
Well, exactly, and Marjorie Taylor Greene having, you know, going and speaking for Nick Fuentes. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, come on. Right. But here, this is what I would love to know from Glenn. Does he think that there are going to be indictments of the Sedition Caucus? Because we would not have to be dealing with this if there was accountability for what happened on January 6th. Yeah. At every level. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy, he wouldn't have a majority. We wouldn't have to have, you know, highly qualified members of Congress being booted off committees and committees that have to do with our national security and oversight. It's just, it's insane. Like, they should not even be there.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. Adam Schiff will be Kevin McCarthy's senator soon. So Dan Goldman is going to kick their ass in his place. Mm-hmm. We have a deep, deep bench, and it's just, you know, this stuff, the hypocrisy is so glaring. I just feel like, what was the approval rating of the new Republican Congress?
It was in the 20s.
Yeah, pathetic already. So, yeah.
It was negative 11 billion.
That's right. Thank you, Chris. Noted the mathematician of the Stephanie Miller Show. John Pavlovitz on Fire on Twitter said, when they go low, we go high. And when we go high, they ban books, take away women's autonomy, destroy public education, outlaw gay marriage, deny people of color the right to vote, and gut Social Security. Maybe when they go low, we should fight like hell. Yes, that's why we are all behind our alpha liberals. Mm-hmm. Who are Maxine Waters. I mean, just the few weeks, you know, AOC was on fire, Ilhan Omar. Oh, who's the other? Phillips, you were saying. Dean Phillips was great.
It's not the high yelling speech, but like, nail some points here.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
She has never posted a video depicting herself decapitating and killing fellow members of Congress. She doesn't question whether a plane really smashed in to the Pentagon on 9/11. She does not wonder if school shootings in America are staged. She has not propagated the absurd notion that space lasers financed by the Rothschild family are the cause of wildfires in California. She has never equated vaccine mandates with Adolf Hitler. And she has never, ever expressed support for executing leaders of the United States Congress.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Perfect.
Perfect case. Lucretia in Milwaukee, the sweaty church whore of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Lucretia.
Yes, the sweaty church whore is here to chime in right quick.
Thank you.
Chris, I just want to tell you, you said that no one used ringtones. I do, and I love it.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you have a flip phone?
No.
Just kidding.
But I know. And... And so I know there was so much that was going on this week, and it was just so hard to pinpoint on something. But guys were talking about Lindsey Graham earlier this week, and I absolutely have to agree. I wonder how much dirt that the bag of trans fat has on Lindsey Graham for him to be his, you know, for him to be his lapdog. I mean, right when he was running for to be president, he talked so much s about him.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, he's on his jockey giving him reach arounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We like that. That was immature. Joe tweets, someone who has questioned whether or not a plane actually hit the Pentagon on 9/11 and said the Parkland shooting was a false flag is sitting on the Homeland Security Committee, so I don't want to hear about Ilhan Omar. Oh, my God. Okay. Stephen Beschloss noted... Twitterati says, every time I read critical race theory, I have to double check what they think it is and why they think it's a problem, because it just sounds like the effort to understand history and the truth of slavery and structural racism, which any honest person knows is a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Chris Murphy also commenting on...
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids will host the 9th Southwood County Empty Bowls event on Saturday, February 18th. It will take place at the new Focus location on 2321 West Grand Avenue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 10 local restaurants are providing a selection of soups, and the day will include basket raffles with products and services donated by local businesses. For $10, guests will receive a handmade bowl crafted by a local potter or pottery student and a meal of soup, bread, and a beverage. Signs and a road in the town of Lincoln near Grand Marsh were graffitied, and law enforcement is asking the public for help. The Adams County Crime Stoppers and Adams County Sheriff's Office are asking for help locating those responsible for damaging Town of Lincoln property. The road signs are on 6th Avenue between Dyke Avenue and Eagle Avenue. Tipsters can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a $1,000 cash reward. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 11. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 34. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 31. Cloudy. Dry with temperatures above average. Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
Not only Donald Trump, but House Republicans themselves.
Dan Goldman, on the case. Glenn Kirshner tweets, so the insurrectionists in Congress are ousting the non-insurrectionists from committee assignments, and no one seems to care about the 14th Amendment's disqualification clause. The actions of the GOP no longer surprise me, but the inaction of the DOJ will never stop surprising me. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Here we go. Thank God former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Good morning, Glenn Kirshner. That was not very justice
morning,
is coming.
Steph.
I think it is, as we go day by day and watch, you know, reality and facts get turned on their head, it makes us even more anxious, you know, for what is happening at DOJ. I wanted to get your take. AG, our mutual friend, Mueller, she wrote, said, this is super simple. If Merrick Garland declines to prosecute a clear case against leaders of the coup, I'll be pissed. Until then, I'm not going to help Trump attack institutions. In the meantime, I'll continue to call out the DOJ for what I think are missteps. It just, when the coup plotters get to take over Congress, it's almost like a rage that we all feel, isn't it?
It is a rage, and frankly, it is a fear for the American people, a fear for our democracy. I'm with AG that I will continue to call out DOJ missteps. You know, some people, Steph, accuse me of beating up on DOJ too much, and some people accuse me of not beating up on DOJ enough, so maybe I'm striking the right balance. But, you know, the biggest misstep is their inaction. It's their refusal to hold Donald Trump and company accountable when the evidence of the crimes they committed against our democracy is overwhelming. That is the most significant misstep. And we saw it manifest itself in some of Donald Trump's dangerous posts and reposts this week. Yeah. He is all but said, for example, if Fani Willis is the first one to indict him in Atlanta, he has all but posted, come to Atlanta for the arraignment indictment will be wild. I mean, we are pretty much in the same place we were in the run-up to January 6th. And DOJ, what, is going to let him take a second crack at another insurrection?
Here's a good idea, though. Donald Trump also said Georgia Republicans should boycott all future elections if the state indicts him for election fraud. He is absolutely right. Where is your dignity? That would be a win-win. He gets indicted and all Georgia Republicans stop voting. But, I mean, this really, to watch just the people that engaged in the insurrection go on, you know, not only go, you know, unpunished, but that are leading committees now trying to investigate the investigators and God knows what else. We just wonder, what is the time frame on this when we've had all these convictions already for seditious conspiracy going up the ladder?
Yeah, what are they waiting for? You know, Donald Trump reposted on his third-rate, you know, social media platform something that one of his supporters posted, and it said, it's not going to happen again. I will fight for Donald Trump until the day I die. We are locked and loaded. Donald Trump reposted that. So, Steph, here we go again.
Yeah.
And we have a Department of Justice that, for whatever reason, is letting it go unaddressed. I'll never be able to explain why.
Well, I mean, in the case of everything that we just found out, in the last couple of days about J6, how the FBI missed J6, it's like, well, in some ways you go, they didn't miss it. It was Donald Trump's DOJ. Yeah. They were told to focus on left-wing terrorism, of which there's virtually non-existent, you know, Antifa or whatever, and ignore the giant red flags leading up to January 6th, right?
Yeah, they didn't miss anything. All of these decisions they made These were calculated decisions. I never want to think the worst of our government, of our Department of Justice, of our FBI. But when you have like the top counterintelligence FBI supervisory agent locked up for being in bed with Russia dating back to 2016, what the heck conclusion are we supposed to draw?
Yeah. What this latest thing that just broke this morning, a Trump campaign official was caught on tape. Here we go again. Lordy, there's tapes telling staff that Trump's comms team would continue to fan the flames of election denial just 2 days after Election Day. This was a campaign strategy session in Wisconsin that was leaked, basically essentially admitting he lost and they're going to try and, you know, do whatever they can. Well, what does that do for the case in general? I mean, I know it's not Trump on tape again, but it's part of the larger case, isn't it?
The sort of the scope and breadth of the conspiracy, I think it's a hub and spoke conspiracy. Donald Trump is the hub, and there are endless spokes that radiate out from the hub, all sort of converging to do the same thing or try to do the same thing, keep Trump in power unconstitutionally. The breadth and scope of it is so breathtaking. That, you know, I don't want to spend all morning beating up on DOJ, but when, you know, they say we will follow the facts and follow the law wherever they lead, the facts are clear, Steph, and the law as applied to those facts militates in favor of an indictment and indeed demands an indictment, and yet DOJ is not doing it. So I would ask them that question. You keep throwing in our face that you're going to follow the facts and follow the law wherever they lead. You need to answer one question for us. What are we to do when the facts and the law are clear, but you haven't followed them to their natural conclusion? What are we to do?
Yeah. Glenn, help us understand, since you were there, what's happening at the DOJ in the sense of, are these separate? Because we keep saying, that's what's stunning about this time we live in. Whenever there's a story about a Trump, you're like, which crime? Which crime are we talking about? Is it, you know, the overthrow of the government, January 6th? Is it the stolen classified documents? So is there one case at the DOJ? Are these separate cases that they could ostensibly bring charges in? I mean, or does one go first? Or does, I mean, it's almost, I think you and I have had this conversation, because there's so much crime, is that what stops them because it's one big case? How does it work?
Yeah, all great questions, and I can't answer them definitively, but I can tell you ordinarily how we would do business. We would investigate.
And is Georgia part of the J6 case? I'm just curious.
Georgia is running its own investigation, but there's certainly overlap, because Donald Trump's Georgia state election crimes were part of his larger conspiracy to retain the presidency unlawfully. So, yes, there's lots of overlap there. Ordinarily, what we do is when we have a target of an investigation and we know that target has committed lots of crimes across the spectrum, we investigate all of them at the same time, hopefully thoroughly, professionally, and aggressively. And then the decisions we have to make, Steph, are, can we batch some of them together in one conspiracy, or are these really separate crimes that need to be brought separately? So I think those are probably the discussions that are going on inside of the Department of Justice. I don't expect you're going to see one enormous overarching conspiracy with everything, beginning with the campaign finance crimes he committed with Michael Cohen through the crimes he's committing today at Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere. I think you're going to see if they're doing it right, if they're doing it the way we always do it, you're going to see a series of fairly large conspiracies. And they will drop in whatever order DOJ believes they are prepared to drop: indictment one, indictment two, indictment three.
Let's talk about the Barr Durham story. You said another unaddressed Bill Barr perversion and weaponization of the DOJ exposed by the New York Times. More Trump crimes buried with no accountability. So just another day in today's America. Our friend Brian Karam, the great reporter, said right now, my question to Bill Barr, do you take any responsibility for the spread of misinformation and disinformation during the Trump administration? His answer, no, I take no responsibility. Not surprising, but is there any accountability for Bill Barr or John Durham in any of this? And what about the financial crimes? Like, you know, that the Italians said, we didn't use our satellites to change your votes. But hey, by the way, here's a bunch of financial crimes that Donald Trump committed. I mean, what happens
Is there any accountability for Bill Barr and John Durham? Not yet. And, you know, if Merrick Garland really wants to be an institutionalist, really the only way to repair the institution is by holding a former head of that institution, Attorney General Bill Barr, accountable for his crimes. We see no indication that that's being done. It doesn't mean it's not being done, because it should be, you know, behind the scenes in grand juries, and we know nothing about it. So I hope to heck it's being done, because that's the only way to repair the institution that Bill Barr damaged so badly. And, you know, when you see that reporting from The New York Times, which was just breathtaking in what it exposed of the, you know, the unethical practices of the Durham probe. And I think you put your finger on probably the most dramatic of the abuses when Bill Barr and John Durham are globetrotting, trying to undermine our law enforcement and intelligence agencies. Hey, you have any dirt on U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies saying that the Trump-Russia probe should not have been opened? And the Italian officials say, no, but we know about some financial crimes of Donald Trump. What do? They should have sent that out to independent federal prosecutors for an investigation, not give it to John Durham, who was looking at Trump as a victim, and now he's going to look at Trump as a perpetrator, too. That's what we call a conflict.
So,
and yet Barr doesn't do that. Instead, he says he opens a probe, and then he buries it. And hopefully we'll learn more about what happened.
I was going to say, Glenn, does it stay buried? Or is there any possibility legally it still gets prosecuted should the evidence come forth?
It's all up to Merrick Garland. And right now it seems that we're, you know, nothing is being shared with the American people that gives me any confidence level that, you know, and the message that has been sent. Let me throw another haymaker at the Department of Justice, Steph. The message that has been sent by Merrick Garland to every future wannabe dictator is, if you try to overthrow our democracy violently, let me just tell you, let me put you on notice. You will have a 2 full years and counting to plot your next move, and we will do nothing to you. That's the message that has been sent, and I'm sure it's being received by the Ron DeSantis's of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Let's read a headline quickly that makes us happy. Capital rioter breaks down crying in court, gets hit with 68-month prison sentence.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Huh. Okay. Just that. But that's what needs to happen. Accountability. That's what needs to stop this ongoing coup. You said the Republican Party as presently constituted will implode. The only question is what will rise up from the ashes. My bet is it will be led by folks like Cheney and Kinzinger. Then we can go back to arguing about policy. Is this what we're going to see these next couple of years? Just going to be irritating, but not, you know, anything we have to worry about? I mean, you said Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary, demands details about ongoing DOJ probes. DOJ responds to Jordan by saying, pound sand. You're paraphrasing, of course. But, I mean, it's a lot of noise, right? But he knows they can't talk about ongoing criminal investigations, right?
Yeah, and let's face it, how sweet is it that, you know, McCarthy had to sell his soul to get the power of the speaker's gavel? And I know you're saying, Steph, McCarthy has a soul? But, you know, he had to give it all away just to get that speaker's gavel. And now he's really powerless, right? Because he has appeased his own extreme MAGA factions in his party, and they can turn on him at any moment. So, yeah, we're going to hear a lot of noise. We're going to hear a lot of yammering from Jim Jordan. It will all be for naught, because DOJ will resist all of these nefarious subpoenas, and the Senate is not going to pass anything that passes out of the House. It's just going to be a really uncomfortable 2 years. And, you know, once we start seeing indictments drop, and Steph, I still believe indictments are coming, because I can't conceive of a nation or a Department of Justice where they're going to.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Travis Bone is a wake me when he's in jail camp now. We've lost him.
I just want...
He wants movement.
I don't want speculation. I don't want anything. I want facts.
All right, just go back to sleep.
And justice.
We'll wake you when
you
he's in jail.
Justice.
Okay.
Yes. Justice, Travis, right?
There you go.
That's right.
Because
thank
justice
you.
Justice
matters.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
Where did I hear that?
If only
Glenn,
somebody would say that more often.
You mentioned the campaign finance, the individual one case, and you said New York DA Alvin Bragg opens a grand jury probe and again begins investigating the New York state crimes of Donald Trump. We've seen this movie before, haven't we? Still, there are some reasons Bragg may have decided to jumpstart this criminal investigation of Trump. What do you make of all this, the lateness of it, and what the outcome might be? I mean, I don't care as long as we get there.
there are a couple of reasons I think Bragg is now feeling the heat. Now, on the upside, he tried the Trump Organization to a conviction, so he got to kick the tires of the witnesses who would have to testify against Donald Trump personally, because many of them had to testify against the Trump Organization. So maybe he's feeling a little emboldened. I think also the tax release, the tax return releases first to Congress and then to everybody, probably showed that there's a lot of evidence there that, for example, Donald Trump took $130,000 in payoff money to Stormy Daniels and wrote it off as business expenses. That would be tax fraud. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, I think he's feeling the heat of Fani Willis preparing to be the first state district attorney, which is what Alvin Bragg is, getting ready to indict Donald Trump for crimes in her backyard. Bragg is like, I better play catch up. And then finally, Steph, Mark Pomerantz, right?
Yeah.
The prosecutor who investigated the crimes of Donald Trump and told Alvin Bragg, we've got the goods and we can convict him. And Alvin Bragg killed the investigation. He's about to publish a book.
Yep.
And I think it's going to make Bragg look bad. So I think Bragg is like, I better get back in the prosecuting Donald Trump game, or everything's going to break bad for me.
Quickly, in a new poll, 7% of Americans said they trust the Supreme Court of the United States. 7%. In this latest story, that John Roberts' wife has made millions in her career recruiting lawyers to prominent law firms, some of which have business before the court. That's just a sad state of affairs, isn't it, in America?
Yeah, and so 7% is unduly high, in my opinion. I don't think anybody can trust what's coming out of the Supreme Court until they begin to clean up their own act, because right now they cannot be trusted to police themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. She said to Ginny Thomas, hold my beer, Mrs. Roberts. Okay. And quickly, you just said, I am not going old gracefully. I'm fighting it every step of the way. Thank goodness you have a trainer helping you. Good coaches and all things are worth their weight in gold, because fitness matters.
I do have a trainer. A shout out to Noel, my trainer at Fitted Fitness. He kicks my butt every week, and I absolutely love him.
Yeah.
So we are big fans of your butt and everything else, all the way up to your mind. We love you, Glenn.
Glenn is Jack.
Yeah,
we love you,
Jack.
Steph.
Yeah. All right. Love you. Goodbye.
See you guys.
Bye. Thanks, Glenn.
I'm fighting age too, like a honey badger. Not great. Gracefully? No.
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 Nothing graceful.
Oh,
here.
No. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my all-performance Bomba socks. You know, Friday, it's a weightlifting day.
It's all-performance day.
Yeah, and it's running hiking day as well. These little furry piranhas are wearing my ass out. They run. They run faster than I do on the hike.
Nope.
I got to have the running socks, the hiking socks, all-performance. I got to be ready for anything.
I told you, just get a pair of roller skates and let them tow you.
That's an idea. Okay, Bombas, cycling socks tomorrow. You know,
it's
outdoor big day ride on Saturdays, as we all know.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows my schedule. It's very boring, very predictable. Okay, they are made from super soft materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, even cashmere. Their T-shirts, their underwear, everything is made with such care and such thought. They're seamless, tagless, soft, and for every pair you buy, they give a pair to someone in need. They are the OG sexy liberal company. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie at checkout.
What is this? What's going on?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation.
Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about.
Should we just start off by playing Trump saying if only mobsters take the fifth?
See, the mob takes the fifth.
Oh, that's right. And then cut to yesterday.
I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the fifth? Now I know the answer to that question. When your family, your company have become the targets of a witch hunt, you really have no choice.
Or maybe you're super, super guilty.
Find The Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's Dino-Bite.
Dino-Bite!
Mushy, mushy. Handsome, yum, romantic, yum, athletic, the healthiest dogs in the world. That's right, Bonnie and Clyde are, because of Dino-Bite.
Yep.
Mommy takes her supplements every morning. You watch me on Free Speech TV.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure my doggies have everything they need. The Dino-Bite Meal Booster is just a freeze-dried meat meal topper. They love it. First of all, it tastes yum. Loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food. They get a delicious, meaty taste, and you get to support their healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. Dino-Bite's so confident your pet will benefit, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You got nothing to lose. Go to Dinovite.com today. That is DINOVITE.com. Terms apply. See site for details. Oh, well, looky here. It's another blockbuster jobs report.
Oh, yeah.
This darn Joe Biden economy.
His assault on the economy, I just can't.
Why? This socialism.
Why does he hate America?
Voter Protection Project tweets, "You've been paying into Social Security and Medicare with every paycheck since you were 16 years old, so you could retire with dignity. Now MAGA Republicans want to effectively flush all your hard-earned money and your dignity down the toilet."
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you. Real quick, Dave in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Morning, Mama. As a parent, I knew that if my kids screwed up and did something they weren't supposed to do, if I didn't give them some consequences for their behavior, they would... they would just continue doing what they're doing. Why can't we apply this to our highest levels of government? These people are blatantly disobeying rules, don't care about it. The Department of Justice does nothing, which simply says to them, okay, keep doing what you're doing, because we either don't care or are too incompetent to address it.
Yep. Justice Matt.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at